Thank you for joining us as we discover together how to empower our hearts for extraordinary living. I'm Jackie Woods, here with my son and co-host Russell Woods, bringing you Heart Matters Radio, streaming to you live from the jackiewoods.org website. Each week at 3 Eastern Time, we take an inward journey to explore the heart energies or qualities that make up our internal essence. By doing that, we can live from the inside out. When your heart matters, you'll be able to claim control over your choices and over your creations. Thank you so much for joining us today. The heart energy that we will be talking about is that quality of harmony, something that we all want, and usually we identify it as an emotional thing rather than a heart energy. While all heart energies have feelings, because they come through all of us, we, our mind, our feelings, and our actions, harmony is much more than just an emotional state of being. And the little saying that I put by the energy name, if you got your email, and if you didn't, be sure and sign up for the weekly Heart Energy email. It says, harmony happens when all the puzzle pieces fit together. So all those puzzle pieces are not just the things in your life that are going wrong that you want to make right and that come together. Those puzzle pieces are the body, mind, spirit, and emotions of all those pieces within you. And so it's when all of those pieces come together that you begin to have harmony within yourself. It's only, as we have said many times on this show, that when you have something on the inside, does it manifest on the outside. You can make things happen, but they do not have any permanence if that's not who you are. So harmony is our energy today. You know, when I was thinking of this, I was thinking of when we came up here from Atlanta to Columbus, North Carolina, to build the Healing Center. That was 12 years ago this June. It was a big step of creating harmony within, because the harmony wasn't outside yet. You know, we came to a place where it's a small town where if you haven't lived here for six generations, you're considered an outsider. And I was expecting that because I grew up in a small town in the Midwest. But it was also a place where we came with alternative healers. Several alternative healers here, you know, such as chiropractors and massage therapists. And while now that's, and nutritionists and herbalists and colon hydrotherapy and all the things that we offer, while now that's kind of okay. You know, metaphysics, alternative healing, organic foods, all the things that we were about then are, you know, 12 years later,
semi-mainstream.
It's semi-mainstream now. But back then, it was not something that was harmonious with the outside. So it wasn't a lateral kind of harmony. So we all had to get very comfortable with who we were inside. And then once we became comfortable inside, we had the harmony of body, mind, spirit, and emotions within us, individually and as a group. Then it began to radiate out. And in these 12 years, we have now built actually 14 buildings when we finish the ones we're started now. We've added healers as we've gone along. We've added students. We've added outreach. We have continuing education courses online and all the things you know about. And people have come out of the woodwork to find us. We have become, quote, semi-mainstream. Mm-hmm. But that was because the harmony within was the creation that resonated outside. We started drawing to us that harmony, that balance, that external balance because of the internal harmony. So that's immediately what I thought of when I was thinking of harmony, how we came feeling the disharmony with our outside world and then were forced to claim it inside, which was the greatest gift we could have been given.
When I was thinking about this and what we were going to say today, I realized that harmony is tied to several energies for me. Being a musician and playing in various bands throughout my career has taught me a lot about singing. I never had any vocal lessons or anything like that, but I sort of had some on-the-job training. And I remember at first singing with people about all that I could do or could coach them to do would be to have a lead person and a backup person, so that one person would sing the melody of the song and the other person would sing in the spaces in between. You know, you'd sing a line and then they'd go, yeah, 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 in the background or something like that. And it was just, you know, they weren't clashing. They were somewhere in the general key that you were in, but it was not the same notes, and it wasn't even notes an exact interval apart from that. It was just something that didn't clash, and you would take turns that way. You couldn't sing together, but one of you would sing and the other would sing to fill in the spaces, and that was backup singing. I think of that as support. And then when I got a little better, I learned to sing with people so that we were singing the same notes, singing in unison. And I think of that as partnership. And then a couple of times in my career, I've never been able to do this consciously where I sat down and said, I'm going to sing harmony. But I have had people play in a group with me who naturally their voice just fell a fifth interval or a third interval above mine or below mine, and that we would have that perfect harmony so that we were singing a chord. You know, if I would sing the root note, they would sing the fifth note above that, just naturally. And that was like a whole different world to me, that harmony piece where you're not just in the vicinity and you're not just singing the same note, you're singing separate notes that somehow connect, that you know, perfectly are spaced out. So those three pieces of support, partnership, and harmony, the more I thought about it, they're really sort of a spectrum. They're a continuation of the same idea, with harmony being the most, exalted, the highest vibration of that trio. And as I was thinking about that, the image that popped into my head, those couple of times when I've had somebody who could sing in harmony with me, what always came to mind was when I was a little boy and we went to church on Sundays. We went to a Baptist church and we'd get out the Baptist hymnals and we'd have the big full congregation sing-alongs on, you know, whatever, Rock of Ages or whatever the hymn was. In those moments where everybody was singing, the choir was singing, the congregation was singing, and, you know, most of them were kind of badly out of tune or whatever, but they'd make up for it in volume, and there'd be this big volume of noise, and high, high up, or far, far out, depending on how you were thinking of it, at the very edges of your consciousness, you could kind of hear angelic singing that would harmonize with that. And those moments were so special to me. Those were the moments that made me think, you know, well, maybe I do have a little psychic ability or something, because I really felt that I could hear angels singing along whenever the church would sing those full congregational hymns. And they would always have that beautiful quality of harmony where they weren't right together with us and they weren't in the vicinity. They were perfectly spaced high enough apart, far away, that they added some extra dimension out along the edges.
Never heard you say that before. So harmony, you know, when I was meditating on this, and we ask you when you meditate to, you know, yes, you can remember, and that sort of gets you in the mood for if you're trying to focus on a particular energy that you need for an activity, or if you're going to go on an adventure, or if you're going to be in partnership, if it's something that your job where you need loyalty or commitment that's been missing and you're really trying to focus and call in an energy, yes, you focus on it. And you can kind of remember where you've been with that. And that's why we tell a story. But you have to go beyond that because that's the way you have known it. So then you have to quiet all those voices inside your mind, your emotions, your body, and get very quiet so you can hear that small voice of the heart that whispers to you and says, and this is a new piece.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it whispers to me is through a picture in my right brain. Some people, they hear words. It doesn't matter, you know. So I get a picture, and that right brain then has to be interpreted by the left. But when I was meditating, my right brain picture, the first thing I got was, actually, I got this yesterday, and I wasn't focusing on harmony. I just didn't know what it was going to be, and then I realized what it was. But at first I saw a pyramid, and I just saw it and watched it, and then, lo and behold, an upside-down pyramid came from up above, and the points touched and merged.
Like an hourglass?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Only a pyramid hourglass.
Pyramid hourglass, okay. I'm with you.
Well, so I got that, and I spent a whole lot of time thinking, what on earth? Because your mind wants to come in and try to figure it out or question it or whatever. And so I had to quiet my mind again so that the wisdom, not only the picture could come, but the wisdom of the picture, because my mind was just all over the place with, well, it could mean this, it could mean power, love, and wisdom, because there's three sides, and you know, it could mean whatever. I tried to think, well, what does a pyramid mean to me? And you know, it really, a pyramid means to me all that Egyptian, you know, the pyramids and how they built them and all of the extra knowledge and wisdom they had. And I'm thinking, okay, tell my mind to go climb a tree and just be quiet. So I was just really quiet. And as I was sitting with this, I felt this strong sort of like metal pole that went all the way from the top of the upside down hourglass pyramid down to the ground. I thought, wow, these have become strongly connected.
Mm-hmm.
So I just sat with it some more, and many times you will get the feeling of something before you get the understanding.
Yeah.
So I had such a sense of strength and assurance, it sort of like the faith kind of assurance that being in this energy was just totally okay. So I got the picture, and I did not have a name for it. And as I went through the day, I realized that it was the merging of the lower energies and the higher energies, which I teach a lot of and talk a lot about the vertical living of when we really get the power, when we really get the body, mind, spirit, and emotions in alignment, that inner harmony, then it automatically will activate the higher chakras, and that will then put you in access to those higher energies, thus the upside down pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
And when you make that connect, then there is that power that anchors all the way through you from the top to the bottom. So while you can have harmony in the lower four bodies and just the pyramid, and that's all I saw for several, like 10 minutes of the meditation, then finally the other came. It's only by having that lower harmony that you can connect to the higher harmony, and that's like adding in all those other voices that you talked about, so that then there is this strength that comes to you and this feeling sense of assurance. I know that's a strange picture, but let me tell you folks out there that if you try to have sensible pictures, then your left brain is trying to make it happen.
Yeah.
But it meant a lot to me. It really did, that understanding, because I've always described harmony as the pieces fitting together within and outside together. You know, mm-hmm. get them inside, then they fit outside. But this picture of harmony took me a step further, so that it was, yeah, once you have that harmony in those lower chakras, then you connect to a higher harmony and add those extra melodies
notes.
Notes. And that's harmonies. I don't know what else to call it. Those extra voices of harmony in there because you have extra energies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was long and drawn out. What did you do in your meditation, Russ?
Well, you know, I want to emphasize what you were saying, that in my meditations, I will very often get quiet and focus on my heart and quickly get a picture or a feeling or a knowing or something around whatever energy I'm focusing on. But it very seldom makes any sense to me. And if I try and make it make sense in that moment, I've just sort of wrecked the meditation. So I'll just take the picture or whatever comes to me, and then over the course of that morning, understanding around what that picture means will leak in for me. It just comes a little bit at a time. And I, you know, a couple hours later, I'll go, oh, okay, I get it now. You know, it all kind of gelled for me. But to do that in a meditation means that I'm almost always just consciously grabbing the wheel, and now it's not really a meditation. It's just me kind of wandering around in my mind, imagining things.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So I do have to be very careful about not trying to force an interpretation on it. That always comes afterwards for
yes,
me.
And sometimes afterwards in the meditation and sometimes afterwards in the day.
Yeah.
If I stay focused on it, it has an unfolding throughout the day many times.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
but
true.
Before you continue with yours, it is time for us to have a commercial. So let's do that.
All right.
Let me get my glasses. It's time for you to go green online. Reduce consumption by exploring a gently used boutique called Bountiful Buys, and you can find it online at bountifulbuys.com. Bountifulbuys.com has clothes, accessories, and gifts that will go easy on the planet and easy on your wallet. So check out bountifulbuys.com.
My meditation revealed to me a picture of a place I've been before. My aunt and uncle, my father's brother and his wife and their kids, used to live in Oregon, and they took us once to a place near their house in southern Oregon called Crater Lake. You have to drive up into the mountains, and you get out and you hike a little bit, and you kind of hike over this ridge and crest the rim of this, I guess it's an extinct volcano, and there's like a little bowl scooped out of the mountains, and there's a very nice little green valley, and in the middle of it, this perfect blue lake. It's got a little island in the middle, and if you come there in the middle of the day, as we did, you've got this high, clear blue sky, and then this perfect blue lake sort of reflecting each other. Mm. And that was the image that came to me. And it was a beautiful image, but it didn't make a lick of sense at first. And like I said, over the course of the morning, more and more of it came to me. And what I got to was that it's a beautiful picture. Each of those elements, the sky and the valley and the lake, were kind of echoing each other. They weren't singing the same note, but they were each adding to that common intent of beauty. So you have air and water, two different elements supporting the same intent. They're both creating beauty by each bringing a little different piece of the picture. And together, they form this harmonious whole.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that sounds so pretty.
Yes, it was.
It does. It sounds beautiful. And so harmony is more than just that emotional feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And as with any energy, that when we really come to love the energy, it no longer feels bad. But if we're trying to make an energy happen outside of us, it doesn't always feel so good. So to have that harmony or that feel good, you really are going to have to find it inside. Because if you're a people pleaser, for instance, and you're trying to please everyone on the outside, there'll be moments when you feel that, quote, harmony, that horizontal kind of harmony that we want so badly without the vertical. But there's always going to be the time when they're in a bad mood, you're in a bad mood, your picture doesn't fit their picture, and you're not pleasing them. So the harmony is a very fragile thing if it's just an external horizontal harmony.
Yeah, and I've found in working with people as a massage therapist that there is a lot of that emotional, you know, feel good equals harmony stuck in people's psyches. But sadly, even worse than that, a large number of people simply view harmony as not having any conflict.
Right.
It doesn't have to feel good. It can just feel neutral.
Right.
As long as there's nothing bad that's stirring things up, then we have harmony, they think.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. In fact, it's that very thing that has made the subject of conflict resolution so popular. People want that. And so you and I did a CD on conflict resolution, mm-hmm. and we approached it from a very different kind of approach than just, okay, how do you make everything be peaceful?
Right.
We really talked about how to come to this inner harmony, mm-hmm. and then take steps to create the outer harmony from the inner harmony. It's a perfect CD. It's a 70-minute long CD on how to do this with tons of tools in it.
Yeah, there's a lot of material on that CD.
I mean, we probably should have called it Harmony, but but people wouldn't have gotten it then.
Yeah.
But it's called Conflict Resolution. It's on our website, the JackieWoods.org website. Go on, check it out. And these CDs that we tell you that if you really want a particular energy in your life, we try to direct you to a CD that will support that. And if you bought one a week and listened to it, it would up your growth 100-fold.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, people will pay much, much, much money to go out to eat or
go to Greece
or go to you know, for entertainment or for clothes or all the things that we spend our money on. But we forget that the highest priority is this inner resolution that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Getting the alignment of our heart with all of the parts of body, mind, spirit, and emotions that we're talking about today is harmony.
Mm-hmm.
We have an email from Kathy in Dayton, Ohio. I've always thought harmony was when all things are working well or no one is upset. But after listening to your show for a while, you've said things don't have to feel good to be a good fit. Is there any clear way to know the difference between how it feels and when things really do fit? Do you want to start with that, Russell?
The thing that came to mind for me when you were reading that out was when I was younger, my brother and I, we used to fight like cats and dogs. And we'd be squabbling about something. And instead of saying, you know, all right, you boys, stop fighting, go to your rooms, stuff like that, you would step in and you would say, oh, okay, we're going to have a cleaning day. We're all going to help pitch in and help clean the house. Now, what part do you want to play in that? And I, you know, well, okay, I'll vacuum the rugs. All right, Dave, what part do you want to play in that? Well, I guess I could pick up the toys in my room, you know. And you say, okay, well, fine, I'll load the dishwasher. And so we'd all be doing separate things, but now we'd all be part of the same picture.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Dave's so busy cleaning his room and I'm busy vacuuming that we're not fighting anymore. So the fighting got taken care of, not by addressing it as, okay, that's a bad thing, you boys stop, but by drawing us both into the same picture. And we didn't have to do the same thing. We just had to volunteer to be part of that picture somehow. And as long mm-hmm. as we all had our specific piece inside that framework of it's cleaning day, then there was harmony in the house.
Mm-hmm. And that's that, when that alignment of cleaning, and everybody agreed, even though maybe a little grudgingly, but they did agree. You had the mental saying, yeah, I'll do it. And emotionally, maybe again a little grudgingly, but coming around to join in.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. with the family and be part of that. And then the actual doing of it, you had the body, mind, and spirit of cleaning all coming together in a group. And so those pieces then of inner harmony create the outer harmony, and pretty soon the outer harmony spreads. And this is a good way to picture peace spreading on our planet.
Mm-hmm. And the thing I found was that I didn't have to resolve my feelings with Dave. You know, I was still angry about whatever he had done or whatever. It's just that now I could focus on where I fit into this bigger picture. And as long as your thoughts and feelings are on where you fit in the bigger picture instead of whether you like what just happened or not, then you're on your way to harmony.
Right, right. Now, I might add in there, though, that the emotions, I think part of why we want to identify harmony is either being neutral in our emotions or everything feeling good in our emotions, is that we have not come to know how to clear our emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a huge block in inner harmony. If we're still expecting everything to feel good, then we've let that emotional part of ourselves be attached to the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And it blocks us clearing our emotions so that, you know, by the time Dave finished cleaning his room or you finished vacuuming, probably your whatever had upset you had dissipated.
Blown over, yeah.
Which for kids, they let go of things, and that really is a clearing for them. They come back and can play together beautifully. My mother tells a story, but adults tend to hang on to it. My mother tells a story when I was a little bitty toddler. There was a wading pool. We lived in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and there was a wading pool that was a couple blocks from the house. And my daddy was a traveling salesman, and mother was home with me all the time. And she would walk down to this little wading pool every day. Now, even though I'm a Cancerian sun sign and we're supposed to love water, I was terrified to stand in this little pool that was up to under my armpits uh-huh. as a little toddler. And it took her most of the summer to get me to get all the way down in this water. So, but we went every day, and she was persistent in it, and that's not the point of the story, but it's a great story, don't you think?
It is.
But the point of the story was that there was also this other mother and her little daughter that came frequently, if not every day. And this child, mother thought, was a very mean little child, and she kept trying to throw water on me. Now, you have to understand the first part of the story. I was terrified. She had to just set me on the edge and get me further and further and further down each day till finally I was willing to stand in it. So this little girl splashing water all over me was very scary for me
uh-huh.
and would make me cry. So finally, mother had had enough of this, and she confronted the other mother, and they got into this big yelling match about each other's child being in the wrong behavior, and you know all this stuff that adults do. And mother said when they got through yelling at each other, turned around, and me and the other little girl had made friends, and we were playing nicely. Little kids let it go.
Uh-huh.
But what I'm saying, in harmony, that inner harmony, probably one of the first things that we have to address is letting go of that emotion,
mm-hmm.
whether it's just a distraction that lets it go and dissipates it, or whether we really, if we come back to that situation, if it's not gone, then we need to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kathy, I hope we answered your question when you said, is there any clear way to know the difference between how it feels and when things really do fit? I would say if you have come back to the situation and you're still upset that you didn't get in harmony with yourself, not because the situation lacked harmony, but because you did.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it is time for another one of our sponsors. Jelly has a great new partner in I Am Healthy Soy Nut Butter. I Am Those are initials. IM, healthy soy nut butter, spreads and tastes like peanut butter, but without the peanut allergy concern. In fact, over 4,000 schools, daycares, and Head Start serve this product daily. Besides its great taste and its great texture, by the way, you can get the smooth or the crunchy, IM Healthy Soy Nut Butter contains 30% less fat than peanut butter. It's cholesterol-free. How about that? And offers 8 grams of soy protein per serving. So spread on health with IM Healthy Soy Nut Butter.
I'm glad you are healthy.
I love this soy nut butter, and it comes in all kinds of flavors. I think your favorite is the plain honey. With honey in it.
The honey, yeah.
And there's the plain, there's the one with honey, there's one with chocolate, which I just kind of thought, now that's just going a bit much to put the chocolate in it. But I tried it. It is amazing.
That's pretty good.
I love it. Too. I really do love it. So go out and spread on the health with IM Healthy Soy Nut Butter. We have an email from Emily in Atlanta, Georgia. Should we all aim for harmony? Is it the kind of energy that must be present as our planet evolves towards oneness? Good question, Emily. Well, I'll start with this one. I think, yes, we should all aim for harmony. But if we are aiming for external harmony, we're going to become huge caretakers. Mm-hmm. We're going to be the ones that have to make everybody feel good and do what they need for us to do and be yes people to their needs. Or we're going to be huge manipulators either way. Depends which side you fall on, whether you're the caretaker or the control. It doesn't matter. Neither one of those bring you to harmony. It is the kind of energy that must be present as our planet evolves towards oneness, because as we become harmonious internally, then we begin to draw to us the people that are balanced in that harmony, and it begins to spread. And we begin to recognize then that harmony, like you said, can be added on to. It can become a family harmony when everybody's cleaning the house.
Mm-hmm.
And the bigger the harmonies, the vertical harmonies get joined together, the more there are in number, then the greater the oneness becomes. Yes, I appreciate that, Emily. Thank you very much. Do you want to add to that, Russell?
Yeah, I also think that harmony is something to aim for. And I think you have to work up to it. Like I said, I see harmony as the top tier of a trio of energies, with the support, the partnership, and the harmony being forming a chord, maybe, if you were on the piano. My wife and I have had to work up to that. I think if we had set out to say, all right, we're married now, we should be in harmony, that A, we would have either been kidding ourselves, we would have gone to that, well, we're not fighting, we're in harmony, we would have gone to that sort of imaginary ego definition of it, or we would have gotten really discouraged and said, well, we'll never have harmony. That we've had to build up to it, that we first got to that piece of support, like I was talking about the backup singers, where you can do something in the general vicinity of each other without getting in each other's way.
Mm-hmm.
That was our first step to harmony. We would cook together well, and it was a take turn sort of thing. It was, you do the sauce, I'll do the
pizza
or whatever. You know, we'd kind of be in each other's general vicinity, but we couldn't really do the same thing together without getting in each other's way. And then we moved a little bit more into that realm and built on that, strengthened that until it got to a place of partnership where we could do things in unison. Like health was the next big step for us. We could go work out. We could buy organic, and we could add pieces to our health routine together and agree on them and do them together. And that was more of the singing in unison piece. And I think eventually we've started to add some little pieces of harmony, like for taking care of our yard. Under the bigger definition of yard care, my wife's piece of care is more about openness and friendliness, inviting people in. And my piece of care is more about dependability and structure. And so I'll take care of the grass and she'll take care of the flowers. And, you know, I'll pick up the ladders and stow them behind the shed and she'll go through and prune things. And, you know, we each have our piece that fits the particular facet of care that we have, but it fits together under one definition. And I think that is harmony when you get the little flavors that each of you have that can now mesh together and form a chord. So if we had tried for that as soon as we got married, we'd have been either discouraged or kidding ourselves.
Well, you know, I talk a lot about relationships because I have the book Soulmate or Cellmate, and I've been on hundreds of radio shows talking about it. And I do believe that relationships, they say, well, do they keep growing? Yes, they grow and come in harmony as each person grows their energy. So mm-hmm. you have each grown more health and you've each grown more care. So you can bring those in partnership all the way down because you have created more harmony under the umbrella of those energies individually. Mm-hmm. But until that inner harmony is there, you won't draw to you that external harmony so that you have all the chords externally as well as internally. I really do believe that every relationship that wants to have growth should consciously say individually, okay, we're going to grow these individual energies, these heart energies. We're going to get in alignment with them. Mm-hmm. And once we get in alignment with them, then we're going to define ways that we can begin to bring those together.
Yeah.
So that the oneness that I think, who was it just asked about that oneness? Somebody, Kathy, I think it was, no, I don't know who it was. Somebody that just emailed us asked about if that gets to oneness. Maybe it was Emily. Yes, that begins to create the oneness on earth or
right.
peace on earth. That it creates that expansion of harmony. And it gets us away from all those patterns of that the old ego patterns that we've learned of, okay, if we're a good boy and girl, mom and daddy won't be upset with us.
Right.
You know, if I do this right and don't make a mistake, the teacher is going to praise me.
Mm-hmm.
And we have called that harmony.
Right.
And we have to get away from those patterns.
But it is a process. I think that you have to be gentle with yourself and say, I'm working towards harmony, not just, I'm either going to do it or I'm going to fail.
Right. It is a growth process.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We have an email from Ben in Wilmington, North Carolina. What do you mean by clearing emotions? Is it when someone cries until there are no more tears? Well, Ben, sometimes that's what it takes.
Mm-hmm.
It does sometimes take a lot of crying or yelling and screaming if you're angry. It depends how you clear emotions. For some people, they need to emote a lot. For other people, I was working with some children this week, some teenage children, and I had a couple that were physicals. Very physical children, and their mothers did a lot of emoting and yelling and screaming or crying or emoting in their emotions, but these children just didn't get that, and they felt like maybe there was something wrong with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I helped them to see that for them, they felt the feelings all the way in their body as I talked to them, and I'd say, well, when you're really angry, what do you feel? And one of them said, well, my body really just shakes when I get angry.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one said, well, I said, well, how do you feel when you're really afraid? And she said, well, my stomach hurts.
Mm-hmm.
So they felt it in their body. And
right.
when it's that deep, it may not be a lot of emoting they need, but a lot of physical release, like they may need to go and run, or they may need to just a lot of times breathe deeply into their body until all that air and oxygen begins to circulate and let those muscles release. But they need to do it with the intent of releasing the emotion.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say clearing emotions, for some people, yes, crying, yelling, screaming, emoting, but again with intent, not just to use the pressure cooker and to get better, but to have the intent of releasing it is very, very important. For some people, they need to talk about it. Some people can do it internally and journal around a feeling and draw pictures or whatever and get rid of it. Other people need to talk to somebody. I know I can do it either way. I can journal, I can breathe it, I can emote, I can do any number of things, but my favorite is to be able to talk it out. But you have to know that you're with somebody that knows you're not just being judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to talk about the negative patterns with the intent of getting clear to the positive. And you have to be clear about that up front yourself, or you'll end up just stuck over here in judgment.
Yeah, for me, clearing emotions is, it's getting to the point where you no longer have any particular feeling about the situation. It simply is what it is. And your feelings become about what you could be in that situation. You could be truthful. You could stand up for yourself. You could be a little more patient. You could take some action. How do you feel about that? Well, I'm excited. I want to bring that. Okay, well, then you've cleared it, because now it's a feeling about who you're being instead of a feeling about what this situation is turning into.
Right. And until you get to that feeling of who you're being, you're really not in harmony internally anyway, even if you just cleared.
Yeah. And like you, I have to talk it out. I don't need another person around. I usually just go off in the woods or get somewhere quiet, and I'll just have a little dialogue in my mind where I sort of play the devil's advocate, and I'll say, well, I hate this. Well, but what are you going to do about it? You know, and I'll just talk back and forth inside myself. And that's usually enough for me, but I do have to give myself mm-hmm. the time to do that. I can't just snap out of it. Mm-hmm. I have to just talk and talk until the situation isn't the problem anymore. The situation is just the stage of what are you going to act out next.
Right. So you're very gestalt in the way you do it. And there's all kinds of ways to do it, but it is very important that you do get clear, but not just in your emotions. You got to clear your mind too. And I don't mean just be blank, but whatever in that situation is convincing you that there can be no harmony,
right,
that there can only be chaos, you have to let go of that too.
Mm-hmm.
I have another email from Rue in Columbus, North Carolina. I wanted to let you know that I keep Heart Matters on my Monday schedule every week. Even though I know that I can hear the archived show, and I do listen to them, that way to study your topics more. I love hearing the show live. Thank you, Jackie and Russell. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And I do encourage you to let me know. You don't have to have a question. We used to say submit a question, and we changed that to, what is it we say, Terry?
Share with us.
Share with us,
mm-hmm.
because you can just say thank you. You can just say, I'm listening, I'm here. We really love to hear from you, because that is like Russell's story of he and Dave cleaning with me and us being in the energy of cleanliness or purity or whatever it was that joined us as a family around that intent. When you connect with us in that way, you're joining with us.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes our oneness, our harmony with you bigger. So really, please do that. It's time for another commercial. Don't just get away from it all. Go home healthier. The Ottawahee Wellness Retreat offers all the amenities of a bed and breakfast, plus access to a health food store, a fitness room, peaceful walking trails, and 10 alternative healers. This is where retreat becomes renewal. Check it out, the Ottawahee Wellness Retreat on the Ottawahee.com. That's Ottawahee, Ottawahee.com. You can contact us through Ottawahee.com to make your reservation at the Ottawahee Wellness Retreat. Come and spend a few days. Get healthier. get renewed, get relaxed. We have an email from Bill in Orlando, Florida. Harmony seems unattainable to me. I see the world as a place of battles, battles with words, with feelings like weapons. Why is our world like this? Is it a lack of harmony? Do you want to start with that, Russell?
The thing that pops into my head around that is, you know, the old adage to truly get to know somebody, you have to walk a mile in their shoes. I've found that to be true in building harmony with my wife. Like I said, it's been a process. You know, we're so different that around things like money or communication, you know, we're still missing each other in the night. She'll say one thing and I'll hear another, and we're far from harmony on certain subjects. But the subjects that we have built to a level of harmony, we had to go through those stages of supporting each other and then being in partnership and then finally having the harmony around it. And the thing that helped me the most was sort of to do some cross training to say, well, how do you look at this, honey? And hear her way of processing. And then for me to say, wow, you know, that's totally different. When I think of money, I think of it this way. And to give her my viewpoint. And for each of us to try and, you know, metaphorically walk in the other person's shoes, to ask in every situation to do a little cross training. Say, how would you approach this? Okay, now how would you approach this? And to try and get a sense of how the other person operates. And that's what really builds harmony in our relationship, I think. And if you want to build harmony at your job or with the people around you, you can't just sit back and go, we're so far from harmony, this world's a mess, I give up. You have to start with some little baby step. And I think for me that step is ask the other person how they see the situation. See if you can get some cross training going with your neighbors or your coworkers or your relatives, and see if you can put yourself into their operating system for a little bit and let them see what yours is.
It certainly helps when you have that open communication to see that a lot of times we're not in the battle or the conflict that we thought we were to begin with. Mm-hmm. However, sometimes they're real in that we have this is where my picture of the two pyramids come together. Mm-hmm. You know, we can have a harmony within ourselves and still not quite understand the other person until that higher wisdom and that higher power and that higher love of the upper centers come in to us. And when that comes into us, that makes us accessible to see this person beyond just the pattern they're presenting, mm-hmm. or the argument that they're putting forth, or the way they're doing something that we see is totally incorrect. It helps us to see that there's somebody beyond this. Mm-hmm. And yes, we still have to bring it all the way down and talk it out and figure out how to do it together. But if we can see that upward pyramid to the higher part of that person, that pure spiritual part of that person, we can see that there is a subject mm-hmm. of their heart. Their heart is really trying to make a statement through all of these learned ego patterns sometimes that's all we have. Mm-hmm. You know, having been psychic my whole life, I'm real clear that they give me these images and they give me words but they still, no matter what they say to me or what images they give me, the interpretation comes through me. Mm-hmm. So it's going to come through them in whatever patterns of thinking and acting they have, and it may not be very pure or clear.
Right.
But if you can see that there's something beyond these patterns and then try to have a conversation of interaction, you can some way clear away the debris and get to the clarity of what each person's heart and will on a higher level was trying to say. Mm-hmm. Thus my picture of mm-hmm. the two pyramids. That's the strength inward, and it also is that ability to merge in the outward, like you've been talking about. Now, we need to talk about some baby steps. And, oh, yes, I wanted to remind you that we have a Facebook, and we really would appreciate your comments there. If you can't comment during the show because you're so into it, which I'm sure you are, that you just can't possibly stop and write something, then go to the Facebook. But even if you do comment on the show, go to the Facebook and comment and add your people to our Facebook so that you can spread the word. We would really appreciate that. We got an email from Nellie and Dot. They're listening together, and they thank us for the show. Thank you very much, Nellie and Dot. Thank you for the harmony of oneness that you added. Now we need to talk about some baby steps. I think I just mentioned one that was very important. Mm-hmm. Is a baby step would be saying, okay, I don't like what they're saying. In fact, I'm having a strong emotional reaction to it. But a baby step might be to say, okay, I know I'm having a reaction. I know I disagree. But on a higher level, some part of us is agreeing or we wouldn't be having this interaction today together.
Right, right.
And just say, I'd like for us to get beyond this to something higher, gives you that, your unconscious, the intent of reaching up and saying, okay. Then one way to get higher is to say, well, what do you believe your heart subject is in this?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a great one. I had mentioned the cross-training your way through support and partnership and harmony with a person by trying to see uh-huh. what they were bringing at each level. But another one that came to me, I had a session with you this morning where we were looking at some patterns in my life. And the big one that you were helping me get away from was the idea of always battling people's weaknesses and patterns. And instead, you were trying to get me to look at, well, what strengths do they bring that you can call on? Get me focused on, how can I come together with what they're strong in instead of trying to battle against whatever weakness or addiction or bad pattern that they bring to the table. And when I combined that with my picture of Crater Lake with the water and the sky perfectly mirroring each other and forming this picture of beauty together, two different elements doing different things, but somehow forming a beautiful picture, I thought, well, there's a baby step right there that, if you can identify the strengths of the people you're involved in and see how those strengths fit into the picture, then you can say, okay, well, what's drawn us together? What's our goal? Are we trying to work together here? Are we trying to just get along? And if our goal is just to, exist peacefully, well, then what strengths do they have and what strengths do I have that work towards peace? Mm-hmm. And call on those strengths. Don't fight the problems. Don't battle the weaknesses. Just say, what are we trying to accomplish here and what strength do I have and what strength do they have that can be combined towards that?
I love it when somebody gets a session I give them. Thank you. That's cool. Yeah. This is an email from Beth in Ann Arbor, Michigan. How does harmony feel emotionally? Is it different for everyone? Well, I want to talk to that because when I saw my two pyramids, I was just baffled. I mean, I wasn't thinking of harmony. This was yesterday that I got this picture. And that was that feeling of assurance that I got. Then I saw the pole and I felt the strength all the way into the body. But it was emotionally that feeling of assurance that I had. So for me, right at this moment, Harmony feels like an assurance, you know, like a faith, like a knowing that it's all is okay. But it can be different for everyone. You know, every meditation, you should get all the way down, not just with the understanding, but you should get all the way down to the, how does this energy feel for you? And we don't talk about it a lot because it's really hard to explain feelings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can use words and I can draw pictures, but this was that sense of everything around this picture of the pyramid felt clear and calm.
To me, harmony, since I've grouped it together with the support and the partnership, the harmony being the highest vibration of those three, harmony has a very exalted, high sort of feeling to it. It's like those angels singing in my story of the singing with the choir at the church. It's the soaring feeling that I get. But it has to be coupled with that grounded feeling of support, that you know, merging sense of partnership where you're reaching out and you've got something solid and they're holding you and you're holding them. And then above all of that, there's sort of a joyful, just soaring feeling that comes in. And that delicate feeling for me is the part that I call harmony.
You know, the real test, I think, is how well you have taken in your meditation and have become that quality or heart energy for the day is when you bump up against the first thing that you come to that is a problem to be solved or a person who's upset with you about something or something didn't go right or, you know, when you bump up against those things that happen every single day,
mm-hmm.
Yes, you have a response to that physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, but if you don't totally lose sight of who am I in this,
mm-hmm.
and maintain that feeling of who am I, it's that sense of who am I today all the way down that will draw to you through the day that expanded harmony where you draw others into partnership.
Yeah, I think a lot about singing with people. You know, obviously harmonic singing is related to this. But when I had somebody that I could sing harmony with, where I could sing a part and they could sing a higher part or whatever, and they fit together perfectly to form that first, third, fifth interval sort of thing, it was like I wanted to sing my part forever. Just keep singing. Sing harder, sing louder, sing longer, because I wanted to hear their part join with it. It was like I wasn't singing to hear my own voice. I was singing to hear how theirs fit with mine.
Oh, that's nice. I have a student, her name's Julie, who has the most gorgeous voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it when she's present and they're singing because she can do that harmony.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just beautiful. But yes, the harmony, that's a good point. When you're really knowing who you are, then who you are reaches out and wants to hear, feel, see the other person and celebrate them.
Yeah.
So being in harmony inside yourself automatically expand you. It's not, it takes you beyond those patterns of the everyday to something that connects you. Yes. Well, we appreciate you being with us today, and we want you to remember that when you make your heart matter in every interaction, no matter what's happening, if you make your heart matter, you can find that inner alignment that we talk about that will bring harmony inside, and then you get to experience it outside. And it will be that kind of connection that creates vertical living that allows you to live from the inside out. When your heart matters, you get to empower your heart for extraordinary living. Thank you so much for joining us. See us again next week at 3:00.